Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. No injuries reported after an early morning fire that destroyed a mobile home in Kodzoff Acres. Assistant Fire Chief Ed Quinto says when Capital City Fire Rescue arrived at Kodzoff Acres 1 about 12:10 this morning, a single white trailer was already half involved with flames.
Our crews quickly knocked down the fire within 10 minutes, and neither any of the firefighters nor the occupant was injured.
Quinto says smoke detectors woke up the occupant who moved his truck away from the fire. The mobile home is considered to be a total loss. Fire marshals are currently investigating the cause of that fire. Meanwhile, emergency personnel rescued someone who fell into the water near Marine Park early this morning. Quinto says firefighters received a call about 2 a.m. that a male subject had fallen into the water and was unconscious.
Two of his friends attempted to go in the water to save him, and another bystander went into the water. The three other people were told to come out of the water since it was unsafe.
Quinto says two firefighters went into the water wearing dry suits and life jackets and brought the man to shore. He was taken by ambulance to Bartlett Regional Hospital, where he was reportedly conscious. His two friends also were treated for hypothermia. Federal accident investigators say evidence indicates ice accumulation and the captain's actions likely led to the deadly sinking of a crab boat last year in the Bering Sea. The National Transportation Safety Board issued a marine accident brief and safety alert yesterday to warn mariners about icing. The action follows the agency's investigation into the February 2017 sinking of the Seattle-based vessel Destination with six people on board. The largest ship in the Alaska Marine Highway System fleet is expected to resume service between Bellingham, Washington, and Southeast Alaska tonight. The 418-foot ferry Columbia has been undergoing repairs at a Bellingham shipyard. Sailings over the past 2 weeks have been canceled after the Marine Highway System discovered a damaged exhaust and turbocharger. The ship was evacuated because of exhaust on board shortly after docking in Bellingham in late June. Orla Landau is a spokesperson for the ferry system.
The Columbia repairs are going well, and the Coast Guard is looking like it's going to be certifying the vessel to leave Bellingham on its Friday, July 13th sailing. So we're looking good for the next sailing.
The mainline ferry has been out of service during its peak summer season. The ship is scheduled to leave Bellingham at 6 o'clock tonight, headed for communities here in Southeast Alaska. And a judge has refused to dismiss most claims brought by the state against the company that makes the prescription opioid painkiller OxyContin. In a written decision, Superior Court Judge Dana Crosby dismissed one claim alleging violations under a false claim and reporting law that took effect in 2016, but the rest of the case can proceed. Forecast calls for sunny skies for today, mostly clear for tonight, temperatures between 45 and 70 degrees.